In the days of the apostles. The beginning of the Christian era was marked by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and the manifestation of various spiritual gifts. Among these was the gift of prophecy. In the book of Acts, we read of the inspired utterances of Peter, of Stephen, and of others connected with the early Christian church, also of the four daughters of Philip, virgins, which did prophesy, and of a prophet named Agabus. The Apostle Paul had visions of the glory of heaven. See. He wrote at length in the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians concerning the gifts of the Spirit that were given, not for one age alone, but till we all come in the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. John, the last survivor of the 12 apostles of Jesus, was a prophet. In the closing book of the Bible, he tells of the visions that were given him while he was in banishment on the Isle of Patmos. In recording these visions, he declares them to be the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he says that Christ sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God, and of the testimony of Jesus Christ, and of all things that he saw.